for the Deckerville Eagles.
And Jimmy Shaw has now 9 carries on the night for 88 yards. It is 2nd and 7 for the Bearcats, moving right to left across your radio. And it's a handoff to number, what number is that out there? Don't recognize that one.
It's not that foreign exchange student, is it? Number 12.
Nick Sweeney, the second carry of his night. And he's out for about 20 yards on that play.
And he's going to the sideline because he's cold.
17-yard gain for Nick Sweeney there. He has 19 yards on the night. He has a first touchdown for Ubley. And now Ubley in the hurry-up offense. 1st and 10 from the 43-yard line.
And they're not going to let him get anywhere.
Nowhere is on that one. And they were brought down right at the line of scrimmage there. And a timeout on the field with 50 seconds left. Timeout, Ubley. It is Ubley 20. Real nothing for June to WLAW.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Back here in Deckerville as Ubley has facing a 2nd and 10. And Deckerville trying to keep Ubley out of the end zone before the half ends here with 50 seconds left in the first half. Ubley leading 20-0. It's been all Deckerville, all Ubley the first half.
And then you notice the giddy up in their step, Clark.
Well, when you're up by 20 points, it also helps.
No, it don't.
Number 12, Nick Sweeney around the right side. He pushes ahead for about 6 yards, brought down at the 37-yard line.
Joel Spalding for the Decker Eagles made the hit, and they've called a series of plays, and they're ready to go, Clark.
Yes, they are, and they're in a no-huddle offense, 3rd and 5 for the Bearcats. Drake back to pass, rolls to his right and passes to his left, number a wide open by Jason. And he gets tripped up at the 7 and brought down at the 5-yard line. Is a, let's do the math here, 32-yard catch and carry from Drake to Kaufman.
And Tyler Patolo made the tackle for the Bearcats. We got 2 seconds left to go, but now they're going to huddle up.
Yes.
Four. Did they call timeout? It's running, isn't it?
The clock is running. And there, that is...
Now's
the time out for Ubley. Well,
there's so much confusion over there, they didn't know what was going on.
So with 14 seconds left in the first half, it's Ubley 20, Deckerville nothing.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
And we're back here in Deckerville. With 14 seconds remaining in the first half, it is Ubley 20, Deckerville nothing, and Ubley's trying to score once again. They are on the Deckerville 10-yard line, 1st and goal for the Bearcats.
Well, if the Bearcats can tack on some points here and get another score, the Deckerville Eagles are going to be in a world of hurt.
Absolutely. Austin Drake is 2 for 2 through the air for 41 yards. A 9-yard pass to Brian White, and then just now a 32-yard pass to Jason Kaufman.
I'd be looking for Kaufman on this one.
2 receivers to the right and 2 men in the backfield, and Drake is under center, and there's a flag on the play. And we're going to see what this one is.
Well, they got a false start. Yep.
False start on Ubley, and that's going to push them back 5 yards, I believe.
Yes.
And
yes.
So they're going to be back on the 15-yard line now, first in goal for the Bearcats, with still 14 seconds left in the first half of the leading 20-0. This hot chocolate's about at the perfect temperature right now.
Oh, it's delicious, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Thank you, Deckerville Concessions down
yes,
there.
Yes, yes. And thanks to Becky Foster for getting all these kids up here. And they've all been told to behave, I understand, by Mrs. Foster.
Well, they're just glad to be out of the wind, I think, for a few minutes. So they'll gladly take their fear of being on the radio.
In a minute that'll be gone.
So, two receivers to the right, two men in the backfield, same formation for Ubley as the last play before the false start, and it's a pass intended for number 12, Nick Sweeney, and it hit the hands, incomplete, but there's a flag on the far right. It almost looks like a holding call.
I wonder who they're going to call the holding on. He's the outside official by the two receivers.
Way away from the play. They're playing from the left hash.
And I would suspect it's on Deckerville. Yep.
So holding on Deckerville is going to push them forward again once again.
And it's going to give them a first down also.
That's right, as it was. So it's basically a repeat of downs as it was first downs already.
Okay.
So they're going to push this one ahead. 5 yards are back to the original line of scrimmage before the false start on Ubley. So it's first and goal from the 10-yard line for Ubley with 11 seconds remaining in the first half. You know, this whole first half has taken 55 minutes. I think the last minute has taken about 15.
Well, this is when, you're in that hurry-up offense and you need to throw the football a little bit to what I'm surprised Ubley is doing.
As Drake rolls back and is trying to pass, and it's complete to number 5, Jason Kaufman. But Deckerville defense all over him. Number 27, Wolf, the fullback and also defensive back, hits him at the 10-yard line. The 10-yard line.
And we got another timeout by the Bearcats. That should be their last.
Is the end of the first half. And just like that, Deckerville comes through with a stop. Kaufman is not pleased about that call. And it is at the end of the first half, Ubley leading 20-0 over Deckerville.
No, I think what's happening, Clark, is they're deciding who's going to take each end of the end zones here to start at their quarter.
But before that, Coffin was not happy about the no call there on the play.
Oh.
So anyway, it's halftime here in Deckerville. We'll be back with our halftime show featuring Ron Lehrman and his lovely guests. We'll be back right after this.
It's October. Baseball is wrapping up. Football's in full swing. Halloween is coming fast. The weather may be getting colder, but Thumb Cellular is heating things up with a huge BlackBerry sale. It's time to upgrade to a BlackBerry smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular has greatly reduced their prices on their most popular BlackBerry smartphones. The BlackBerry Storm 2 with touchscreen MP3 player, 3.2 megapixel camera, Wi-Fi capable, and more. Retails for $499, but during their October BlackBerry sale, you can get it for just $199. Looking for a flip phone at a great price? The BlackBerry Style that retails for $419 is now just $99. The BlackBerry Curve 3 is only $49. That's $300 off the retail price, only while supplies last. Terms of service apply. It's the October BlackBerry Sale at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Kiro Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb. Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Since 1999, Thumb Printing Professionals in Deckerville has been serving the marketing and printing needs of businesses in Sanilac and Huron counties with crisp and attention-grabbing graphic designs presented to your customers through full-color brochures, flyers, posters,